It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out with David Pollack.
Every day, people ask me all types of questions. I hear them over and over. So today I want to share with some of them with you and hopefully help you have healthier, more beautiful skin. Corrine compiles all of my emails, so today I've asked her to pull some fun questions that all pertain to acne.
Yes, this is my best part of the show.
Why? Because you're on?
Well, yes, but besides that, I get to hear the answers to some of the questions I've been dying to know.
So, okay, you're going to try and stump me. Go ahead.
Yes, I am. I'm going to pull one way out of the bag for this one.
Okay, go.
Okay,
go
for it. Here's our first one. David, I'm a woman in my 40s, and I have lots of...
I would have guessed you older. Oh, sorry. Okay.
This is why I love David. I'm a woman in my 40s, and I have lots of little acne breaking out around my mouth and in the corner of my nose. Tell me, what can I do to get rid of this?
Huh.
Yes.
No. Okay. First of all, you take a look at your cleanser. And I joke with you a lot about the type cleanser you use, but you want something that's soap-free and non-drying to the skin.
Soap-free.
You hear it from me all the time. Use a soap-free cleanser. And so there are gentle cleansers out there that won't strip the skin. You need natural oils. It is part of your body's normal function. So when you strip them down, your body's only going to produce more and create other problems. Number two, exfoliate 2 to 3 times a week. My suggestion, if you're having a light breakout and what you're describing here around the mouth and the corner of your nose, I would say a chemical type peel. I've worked with wild durian, an enzyme type of chemical peel, something that'll help get rid of the acne, unclog the pores, something that you could use even as a spot treatment, just dab it on and leave it on overnight.
Okay.
Another natural ingredient people often use is tea tree oil.
Now that's found everywhere. It is.
You find that, but not weed germ. A whole other story. Okay. But tea tree oil actually has an awful smell, in my opinion. So you want to dilute it a little bit, or just take a very tiny dab. Don't put it all over your face. Just dab the affected area. Do it periodically. It's not something you want to be using constantly because it can be a little harsh.
Right.
So those couple things will help get rid of the clogged pores and help get rid of the acne and get it back under control.
Okay, awesome. Let's move on to our next question. It says, David, I'm a guy who doesn't get acne on my face, but I do break out on my back and my shoulders. Tell me, how can I fix this?
I think you should read it with a deeper voice next time.
Sorry, guys. I did it as best as I could.
Okay, so my first question would be, do you work out?
I hope he does.
I'm waiting to see it. Put Corrine on the spot.
All women hope that they do, right, lady?
Okay. But when you work out, there's a lot happens. First of all, you're perspiring. And so if you're a guy that works outside, a lot of guys may work out in landscaping or maybe loading trucks or unloading trucks or whatever. Mm-hmm. You're exposed to all kinds of dirt and other impurities that are going to clog the pores. The same thing you're going to find over and over like we did on the face. When your pores are clogged and then you sweat and all this goes on and on, you're all of a sudden creating your own acne problems. So you've got to exfoliate. The first thing I would do is say, if you're the type who works outdoors, if you have a job where you sweat a lot, if you have something that's very strenuous, maybe you're a fitness trainer even, who knows, I would first of all take showers more often.
That's important.
No, it sounds funny and it sounds obvious, but a lot of guys get up and may take a shower in the morning or maybe at the end of the day. But what I would do is try and get rid of those impurities or whatever's causing the problem as often as possible. So definitely every morning, definitely at night, maybe even when you get home before dinner. And I know it sounds crazy, but it is something you want to get rid of the impurities that are causing it. The other is, as we talk about face cleansing, use a cleanser that's soap-free. Soap has a high pH, disrupts your skin's normal function. Your body wants to restore the pH, so it starts producing excess sebum, exacerbating the problem.
Gotcha.
So there are body washes that are soap-free.
Great. That was totally going to be my next question, because my husband only uses body washes, and he swears by it, and I don't know.
The liquid body washes are better. Some are soap-free, some aren't. You want to look for ones that are more gentler. It sounds funny. Maybe even look for some on the baby aisle. There are baby cleansers, and while he may not like it, squirt it in the bottle. But you're going to find it's a gentle cleanser, okay? You want to stay away from the harsh detergents, and you want to stay away from bars of soap, which most of us grab.
Yes.
As a guy, and unless you know the chemical industry, a lot of guys will use a bar of soap not only for their body, but even soap up and do their hair with it. And the pH is destroying their hair. And, yeah, that's a whole other conversation about thinning hair.
Well, okay, yeah, we'll have a conversation when I get home tonight.
Okay.
Moving
what other questions?
Question number three. Okay, as a kid, I always struggled with acne, but I thought that it would go away after I reached my 20s. Sad to say, they're all still over my face. Please help, David.
Okay, first, you're not alone. Half of all adults suffer from acne.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that. We all know teens do, but to find out that adults do too, and it's something that actually gets worse and worse with age, okay? Could be a hormonal cause, could be because of our diet, as we talked about, someone who may work outside for the guys. Okay, all these things can play an effect. So again, the same thing over and over I say, unclog the pores. How do you do it? Of course, we're saying use a soap-free cleanser. Great. But let's get down to some other things when you're having a breakout or a bigger concern is use a clay mask. You want to detoxify the body. We've talked about different foods that will help detoxify the body. Mm-hmm. But what about the face, the skin at the surface? Get a clay mask. You can make your own, as we've talked about with some of my beauty recipes. But you're in a hurry, you don't want to, whatever. Use a clay mask that will actually help detoxify the skin. You put it on, leave it for 10, 12 minutes, and then rinse it away. The clay will actually pull up the impurities to the top layers. Mm. Find one that has salicylic acid in it, and it's going to also have the chemical benefit of a peel to help unclog the skin cells, pull out the toxins, and clean the skin.
Nice. And the clay mask, they can use that on their face, back, shoulders.
Actually, yes. Yes. Okay. And I'll tell you one more. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. If you have a breakout, but you're having a big event tomorrow.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to see you on the radio. Huh? I know. Okay. Take the clay mask and dab it on. Just not over the entire face. Just dab it on the one little spot. Leave it overnight. And by tomorrow, that will be gone.
Wow.
It'll actually pull everything out and clean it real quickly.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Okay, we got one more question.
Okay.
And it says, hey, David, I guess this is a guy now, so I'll do it my little deeper voice. Hey, David. Every time I shave, my acne seems to break open and they get worse. What do I do to get rid of them altogether or avoid breaking them when I shave?
Well, that's a good question. Okay. First of all, how often do you change your razor? Most guys don't want to change them that often. And there's two reasons. One is we're cheap.
I was going to say they're expensive.
Well, I'll be the first to admit I'm cheap. And when I was younger, which is going to date me here, razors were cheap. But today, they're so expensive. It's crazy. So you want to change your razor blade often. If you're having some of the new blades, you could go a week maybe. But you definitely want to change them often. Okay. Number two, rinse the blade often. Most guys want to shave their face because we're in a hurry or we're lazy.
And put the razor down and head out the house.
But what's happening? As you're bringing the razor across your face, it's filling up with shave cream. Mm-hmm. It's compiling all the cut hairs, okay, all the other dirt that's there. Mm-hmm. And it's going to do is clog up the razor, and you're going to actually get a less close shave. In turn, some of the short hairs can get caught underneath the skin, causing you to break out.
Yes.
Okay, because again, it's clogging pores or gets caught underneath the skin, razor bumps, etc. Okay, so you want to change your razor blade, rinse it often. And the other is use a shave cream that's more of a moisturizing shave cream, not the ones created by soap. Soap will dry out the skin. And most foaming aerosol cans of shave cream, that's all it is. It's creating a big mountain of foam or soap.
Right, exactly.
So all that's doing is drying out the skin. So I would suggest, I'll tell you another trick, is even use a hair conditioner. Hair conditioner will soften the hair.
Really?
Just like it does when you wash your hair. Why not shave with it? And I'm telling you, it sounds funny. Do it once and you'll be hooked forever.
Really? Are you sure hair conditioner is a shave cream?
I swear to you. Okay. Great for when traveling too, because it's one less thing to carry.
We'll try that and I'll tell you how it goes.
Well, and I'll tell you a question you didn't ask. Okay? I'm sitting here taking my vitamin C because I'm fighting a cold. And a lot of people ask, David, when I'm sick, how come I seem to break out more? But acne, go back to, is a bacteria. So when you're sick, your immune system is low and can't fight off that bacteria. So when you're sick, you definitely want to take care of yourself, get yourself healthy. Health and beauty go hand in hand.
Okay. Now, does that apply for females as well?
Well, what difference would it make? If you're sick, you have an immune system just like I do?
Well, when you say sick, you know, I was kind of thinking more not really sick, but you know how females, we have our special time.
I'm telling you, take vitamin C, it'll help.
Okay, awesome.
So don't be shy. If you've got a question, do what the big brands do. Just ask David. Visit our website, radiomd.com, or our Facebook page, Your Radio MD, and maybe I can answer your question next time. This is David Pollack, Beauty Inside and Out.